This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got some good news for government agencies, and we've got some bad news for government agencies. The good news is that the president has signed the $1.3 trillion spending plan funding the government through September. The bad news is that the president has signed the $1.3 trillion spending plan funding the government through September, which means there's a whole lot of money to spend and not a lot of time to spend it in. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
It takes Congress a lot longer to finish its budget process than it used to. Steve Ellis is with Taxpayers for Common Sense.
The last time Congress got all the spending bills done on time was in the late 90s.
This gives federal agencies very little time to spend their budgets, just 6 months this year. If they don't spend everything, Congress takes the money back.
The law right now says that you have to use it or lose it.
That's Henrietta Trays of Veda Partners. She says this leads to a frenzy of federal spending at the end of each fiscal year in September. Trays says at the end of fiscal 2017, the State Department restocked its liquor cabinet.
The State Department spent something like $80,000 on cocktails at 10 different American embassies.
The Department of Health and Human Services spent more than $2 billion on armored vehicles. These spending totals are from OpenTheBooks.com. And this year, Congress decided to bust through spending caps, giving federal agencies an extra $143 billion to spend at the last minute.
It is rare to see this huge bump in money so late in the year, I think.
Justin Bogie is with the Heritage Foundation. He says last month, Congress created a new bipartisan committee to come up with a better way, like doing a budget every other year or moving the start of the fiscal year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.